Welcome to Unleash the Awesome with Dave Gambrill. All of us have unique skills, talents, and abilities that aren't being used to their full potential. Our mission is to share the people, tools, apps, and other resources that will help you unleash your awesome on the world.
Yo, what's up? It's Dave. Welcome to another episode of Unleash the Awesome. Today, let's talk about how top performers overcome their nerves, their butterflies, their fear, whatever those things are. And if you didn't listen to the last episode, you probably should check that out. It's where I talk about some of these fear-based and scarcity-based words that we use and how to start to reprogram that anyway. But this episode is specifically about how to overcome those if you have them, and especially if you're nervous about showing up. So I get this question a lot around when I tell people to do content, to create podcasts, to do Facebook Lives, to do speaking engagements, right? The biggest nerve-wracking thing of them all, standing up there in front of an audience. There are more people that this data, every time I talk about it, I don't know why it still surprises me, but more people would rather be dead in a casket than be the one giving the eulogy, right? People are just so afraid of public speaking. So a lot of times I get these questions around, how do you get over that? How do you solve for it? How do you get over your nerves? And the real answer is, if people are honest with you, is that you never get over it. Like if you don't care about something, then you won't be nervous about it. So if you're not nervous at all, you probably don't care. And yes, as you move through the four phases of learning or mastering something, which is another episode I did, I'll put that link in the show notes for you as well. But as you get to the point where you're unconsciously competent, meaning you don't have to think about actually doing the thing anymore, maybe you're in the zone, you still, if you care, have butterflies. You're still a little nervous about the outcome, about performing, about showing up. So how do you get those things to simmer down a little bit, right? Because you're not going to get over it. And I heard one of my mentors say to me one time, his name is Bo Eason. He said, listen, if you care about something, you're always going to have butterflies. That feeling in your stomach, the butterflies. He said, the trick is, how do you get those butterflies to fly in alignment? I was like, ooh, that's a good one, Bo. That's awesome. Thank you. And he went on to give examples of people who are high performers who are still nervous or were still nervous every time they performed. He mentioned Jerry Rice, very well-known football player, Hall of Famer, probably one of the best football players of all time. He would still get nervous before games, not about how he was showing up necessarily, but how he would show up for his teammates, which is actually a little foreshadowing here for our episode. Bruce Springsteen still apparently gets nervous before he goes out on stage. There's lots of people that have this problem. So the trick is, you have to make the need or the fear or the nerves, you have to make those things, your worries, subservient to the need to serve your audience. Let me say that again. You have to make your nerves, your worry, your fear subservient to the need to help and serve your audience. And what I mean by that is, you have a sphere of influence. I have a sphere of influence. We all have different spheres of influence. Sometimes they overlap a little bit. But what would happen today if I did not show up and share this message? There's somebody that it is landing on today that was wallowing in quiet desperation, not sure how to unleash their own awesome on the world, not sure how to show up, so worried about fear and nerves and things like that. And maybe something I said today can change the trajectory of their life, right? And I'm not saying it's about me or this thing in particular, right? But I'm, as way of an example, think about that. What would happen if you didn't share your gifts, your talents, your ability, your message, your teaching, your experience with people in your sphere of influence, and you had people out there that you could be impacting, and they are just living lives of quiet desperation? They wish they could do, be, and have more. They're just trying to break free, break out. What happens if you don't show up and share your inspirational message, your motivation? Maybe you have a tactic or something that will help them escape, get the escape velocity so they can get away from whatever situation they're in and then go have a really awesome outcome for them and their family and the people they impact. Think about the butterfly effect of that, right? The ripples when somebody does that. So I guess my question to you, if you're nervous about these things and you're really worried about it, then ask yourself the question, what would happen to my audience today? What would happen to my followers? What would happen to my sphere of influence today if I don't show up? If I don't show up and share that message? If I don't show up and teach that thing? And the reality is, I know a lot of you are worried about haters, but a hater is a required part of the process. That was another episode I did, one of the first two or three episodes of this podcast. I'll link to that in the show notes for you as well. Right, you're going to get haters. But just know they're coming, right? You get to the point where like, okay, cool, awesome. I must be doing something great because haters and trolls are showing up. Because you got to remember, for some people, the only taste of success they'll get is when they take a bite of yours, right? So you put those haters aside and you're like, okay, well, let me get out there and help people. What if I don't show up? What if I don't help? What if I don't share my gifts with the world? What would happen? You are not doing anybody any favors by playing small. You're not doing anybody any favors by dimming your own light because it's too bright for others. Too bad. Tell those people to get sunglasses, okay? Or maybe, I don't know, sell sunglasses if you're that bright. But if you're nervous, if you're worried, if you are worried about turning on that camera and doing a Facebook Live, if you're worried about turning on this microphone and doing a podcast, if you're worried about those things, spend some time before you turn on the mic, before you turn on the camera, spend some time thinking about your audience. And what if you don't show up? Right? So then your fears, your worries are subservient to the needs of your audience, of the people that you could help. There are so many people that are just waiting for you to show up with your message, with your skills to help them. They don't know it yet, and you don't know it yet. But if you have those things inside of you and you keep them bottled up and you never share them, then you cannot help those people. And what a shame it would be if you failed to show up and serve that one person. Maybe it's only one, but think about that. That one person, that impact you have on them, and then they turn around and have a huge impact on others. The ripple effect that will have, you can have an amazing influence on the world if you can put your pride aside, if you can put your worries aside, if you can put your ego aside, if you can put your fear aside and focus more on how you can show up and serve your audience. Because when you do that, that will truly help you and the people in your audience, your sphere of influence, unleash their awesome on the world. See ya.
Thanks for listening to Unleash the Awesome. Please be sure to subscribe, rate, and review wherever you listen to your podcasts. And please share us on your favorite social media platforms using hashtag UnleashAwesome.